Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Leanne Whitehouse has a history in the insurance, real estate, fashion design, and share trading industries. She has been fortunate enough to visit a couple of exotic places during that time. Leanne is a mother of two chalk and cheese teen boys and the princess of a wonderful life partner. Least of all, but potentially most important of all, she is a traumatic brain injury survivor of 30 years, and she continues to live her life of daily individual needs and challenges. Always striving to improve all that surrounds her, she's inspired by her journey to help herself and others on their way to better physical, mental, and financial health. Hi, Leanne. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
We shall.
Excellent. All right. You want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
I should start off by saying that I have traumatic brain injury. Sorry if I talk a bit stuttered or sound like I'm reading a prompter card, because I probably am. I prepared some notes to help me along. Right now, wow, a short question with a huge answer. Life has really changed in the past 5 years. Our home is really a lot of fun. No one knows what we're going to do next, especially me. The condensed version is that life is focused on true health, investigating and using alternative healthcare methods, consuming only maximum quality food and water, growing with my teenagers and partners, creating abundance, sharing health, spreading love, and inspiring others.
That's excellent. That's excellent. It's a lovely place to be, isn't it, sharing that love with others?
Yeah.
So what about your story? Where have you been to get to this point?
I've had an interesting journey. I'm an only child brought up in the Sutherland Shire in New South Wales. I studied to become a fashion designer, then moved over to the insurance world before my world was turned completely upside down by TBI from a huge accident 30 years ago. I went from being a complete independent surfing health nut to a highly dependent, low self-esteemed, non-confident shell of a person overnight. For 25 years, I had major short-term memory loss, learning deficits, vertigo, chronic pain, with a low attention span. Despite these challenges, I've travelled to some amazing places, EMEA, America, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, and even spent 12 months living in Bali. I became a mother in my late 30s, and now I have two teenage boys that keep me on my toes. Both my mum and Nan died of Alzheimer's. So, as you can imagine, that has been high on my mind these past few years as well. So much so, I just completed and passed a university certificate for understanding dementia and am about to start the next course. I even wrote a short motivational story that was accepted for the book, 1,000 Ripples. I believe I'm onto a winning balance now of a quality diet, antioxidant saturated water, reasonable exercise, and a minimal stress lifestyle.
So when you've had those tipping points for change, like deciding to travel and do different things, and obviously you've, you know, had children, what sort of was the tipping point for change? Was it like a lightning bolt or slow rumble?
In about 2009, I had my first flash glimpse into a relatively conscious reality of my own TBI and my life. Both were on hold or declining for various reasons. I found that I was combating the six F's of TBI, as I call it. Fight, flight, freeze, flooding, fawn, and fatigue. Over the next couple of years, I sought a variety of treatments and activities. I ran across a couple of amazing treatments that helped me to regain 20% of my short-term memory. Moving towards a more brain-enhancing diet, I did a lot of research on what is the best water to drink. Science documents on PubMed led me to electrically reduced water. In 2012, I made a $5,000 investment in my health and bought a Kangen water machine system. As far as the lightning bolts and slow rumbles that instigated me to make change, for 25 years, I barely had the capacity to think a problem through, much less make a decision or change. Reality would show my life has been changing in slow rumbles since 2009. But for me, with my perception, with my TBI, every day, every idea, and every opportunity feels like lightning bolts. Mm-hmm. And every day is a happy experience.
Yeah. So what about challenges? Have you had challenges that along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
That's an interesting question for someone that has to deal with short-term memory challenges for 30 years of their life. To help you to try to fully understand, for every single day, interaction, communication, daily event, and even with this talk with you, I could, would, and will be likely to forget a majority of the content tomorrow, unless I put a note in my filing system to remind me. I could stumble across our chat on the internet next month and it would be as if I listened to it for the very first time. I do that so often. So the biggest challenge is just repeating stuff with me. Mm. I become repetitive, and which is good and bad. It depends on your perception and what you want from me.
Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other each day?
I was brought up being told that I was born into this world to make a difference. And TBA made a difference to my world. For me, it's almost impossible to explain, and for you, probably harder to understand. On the one hand, it's sort of like for 25 years there was no effort. I only started to learn to crawl about 9 years ago. And here I am 9 years ago, sprinting into everything. I'll let my book draft. That was very interesting. I think it took me 15 drafts to get it. And I think I changed my mind a couple of times within the drafts of the book. So it was, yeah. Life is a huge challenge at times, but yeah, I keep on keeping on and I get through it.
Mm. Yeah, I really admired you for doing that. And thank you for sharing all this with us. So what about ignition points? Have you had times where things have just, like you're obviously doing the 1,000 ripple effect project, things like that. What other sort of things where things have started really taking off for you?
Things really started taking off around about in 2012 when I met my life partner, who's also, is my full-time carer. He keeps me balanced, if you will, and life has a renewed vigour of compassion, expression and meaning. Remember that $5,000 investment in my physical and mental health, the Kangen water system? Well, it also now has a huge contributor to our financial health, and best of all, business opportunity and still is, it's free. So that's what really helped me move forward. Accommodation of life changes. Yeah.
Yeah. So what sort of possibilities have ever opened up to you?
Almost unimaginable possibilities have opened up and continue to open up. My dreams are rapidly becoming reality on many different fronts. As ERW, electrically reduced water, is still very new to Australia, the opportunity to speak to people about health benefits of Kangen water are simply inspiring. And I've got 1,000 stories to tell.
So with looking towards the future, what's the most exciting thing then?
the whole package, just how everything keeps growing. It's expanding out like a flower in bloom, if you like, where there's just multiple layers. And oh, where would I get it from? I think it was on the Shrek show that I've seen a million times with my children. It's like onion skin. You just peel it and peel it, and it's forever. More possibilities just open up as I go through my life. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that is awesome. All right, let's have a change in pace and do a speed round. Not so speed round, though. What's your favourite book?
I love books. When I buy a book, every time I read it, I feel like it's the very first time I've read it. So I really get good value from books. I ask my family, which book do I really like, kids? Everybody, tell me which book. I do the same with movies too when it's time. Oh, Mum, pick a movie. Or you tell me what movie I like.
So there's no particular one book that you remember or you look at more often, or you just love reading?
I just love reading.
Yeah.
Absolutely love reading.
Yeah. What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I would say Stuart Wild. He has helped me a lot through, he's got a lot of books. I can't remember the names of them. He's now passed away, but now it's my actual partner, Joe. He's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. What daily ritual works best for you?
I love to wake up naturally with no alarm clock, and I always start my day with my liter of Kangen water, and then I let my body and mind guide me. So no 2 days are ever the same.
It's nice to be able to wake up naturally. I'm with you there. Do you have a favourite food?
Yes, I do. My favourite food is homemade chocolate. Which is really easy. It's a third of a cup of coconut oil, a third of a cup of cacao, and a tablespoon of local honey, a choice of essential oils for flavour. It's easy peasy.
Wow, sounds great. What about the country or the city? Where do you prefer to live?
The country, it's much more laid back, but I need to be close enough so I can throw my surfboard in my combi and go for a surf.
Nice. What's a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Find your passion and go for it.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah. Last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I am what I am. I accept what I am. So there is nothing I would do to change this amazing experience called life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Leanne, and sharing your story with us. I love your attitude on life. So would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Certainly. I've got a Facebook page called Leanne Whitehouse Inspires. If people could go and like that page, and they can contact me by private message and if they want to know any more about me, then free to contact me.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Igniters, Leanne is inspiring. Her attitude to life is awesome. I love how she says, find your passion and go for it. If you want to contact Leanne, go to her Facebook page, Leanne Whitehouse Inspires. To find out more about living a balanced life, to be able to handle whatever comes your way, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.